time period of the test of the Sunday law, which, by the way, is a progressive test. We are clearly told it begins in the United States and then the other countries of the world are brought into it. So it's geographically progressive for certain. It's progressive from moving from the dead to the living. But when it gets to the time period, the judgment of the living, this test of Sunday will be the tool that the Lord uses to identify who among the living on planet Earth received the mark of the beast or the seal of God. And this judgment begins at the house of God. That's where it starts. And so when we've been told very clearly that there'll be a second cleansing of Adventism as paralleling the two times that Christ cleansed the temple in his days, and we've been specifically told that the historic place that these cleansings take place in Adventism as it is at the second angel's message and the fourth angel's message, then we know that it is at the fourth angel's message that the church will once again be purified. It will be cleansed. And brothers and sisters, I don't think that we have any information that we can expect the parallel of the ratio to be the same. In 1844, it went from 50,000 Millerites down to 50 overnight. There's no indication that the ratio is going to be 1,000 to 1 in our day. Right now, they say there's over 11 million people in Adventism. If it was 1,000 to 1, we would go down to whatever that works out to. 11 million, so what is that? That's 11,000 people, if it was 1,000 to 1. But we have no reason to expect that it's simply going to be 1,000 to 1. It probably will be greater. But in any case, two cleansings will take place. The second one is just ahead of us, and it takes place during the fourth angel's message. Whenever the fourth angel's message arrives into history. And when does the fourth angel's message arrive into history? Prophetically, brothers and sisters, it's at the Sunday law. That's when the third message, which is a warning against receiving the mark of the beast, swells to a loud cry. That's when the third message becomes present truth. Right now, there is no one receiving the mark of the beast. But when the Sunday law arrives in history, the mark of the beast will be a genuine issue. And at that point, the message of the third angel becomes present truth, and it begins to swell into the loud cry that we understand is identifying the fourth angel, which is also the latter rain, which is also the message of come out of Babylon. Now,